Some New Orleans residents plan to march on City Hall today. They're protesting at least 9 homicides since the start of the year. That's almost one a day. The victims include a filmmaker killed in her home near the French Quarter. And the killings come after last month's murder of one member of a local brass band. City officials promised to increase police presence in key areas and also to import some FBI agents.
Joining us to talk about this wave of violence is Rafael Goyeneche. He is president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. It's a local watchdog group there in New Orleans. Good morning.
Good morning.
One thing that has become conventional wisdom about New Orleans since Katrina is that the loss of population made the city safer. Was that ever true?
I think for a brief period of time when the city was so depopulated, there were more police officers here than there were people. So I think maybe for a matter of 2 to 3 months, that was the reality. But since the city has begun to repopulate, we've had some tremendous problems reemerge with respect to crime. And these aren't problems that are the result of Hurricane Katrina. The only thing Hurricane Katrina did was rip the facade off of the dysfunctional criminal justice system that was in place for decades.
Well, before we get to talking about crime-fighting resources and maybe even the courts, is crime really getting worse for the average resident, or except for these couple of really sad, high-profile murders, are these killings drug crimes?
Most of the murders in New Orleans are drug-related. So, as such, law-abiding citizens very infrequently are the victims of murders. But when there is, it really touches a nerve. And with all of the murders that are occurring, it's a lot of young men. It's in areas that pre-Katrina didn't have crime. It really is starting to energize the community, and the community is demanding more accountability from their elected officials and therefore from their criminal justice officials.
Well, how badly strained are crime-fighting resources there in New Orleans?
The police department is operating out of trailers. The district attorney's office is in a temporary building right now. Police officers that are responsible for looking for fugitives don't have a phone on their desk. They have to operate by cell phones and radios. So if the people or the community wants to phone in information to them, they can't even get the information to them. And one thing that Katrina did, and people tend to forget about it, it virtually shut down the criminal justice system for a period of 10 months. If you shut down a court system where arrests are not being able to be processed through to conviction, then you're going to see an increase or a spike in crime in any urban area in the country. And that's exactly what we've experienced in New Orleans.
Let's get then to Mayor Ray Nagin's set of proposals. One of them has to do with the court system. It's expediting prosecutions of murder cases. A couple more are putting more police on foot patrols, late-night checkpoints, stopping people for drugs and alcohol. Which of these do you think could make a difference?
Well, I think that cutting down the time and providing better police reports, more timely information in homicide cases can and will make a difference. Historically, what New Orleans has done, we've done a good job of arresting people, but a very poor job of convicting people. And until we do a better job, we're going to see a perpetuation of the crime problems that we have here. And that's what the people that are marching on City Hall are demanding. And they're not looking to lock up everybody that moves. In fact, I think the average person on the street would rather see fewer arrests but more quality arrests and removing the criminal element that had been plaguing this community for decades.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Rafael Goyeneche is president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, which is a local watchdog group in New Orleans.